Let's bring out our pamphlets. As we rise to our feet to sing the opening hymns. All things bright and beautiful. All creatures great and small. All things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made their glowing colors. He made their tiny wings. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky, the cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, He made them everyone. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Everybody together, all things bright and beautiful. All things bright and beautiful. All creatures great and small. All things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, they made the glowing colors, He made their tiny wings. All is bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. All is wise and wonderful, the Lord God made. The purple and the mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the all things bright and beautiful, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made. The cold wind is the winter, the pleasant summer sun. The ripe fruits in the garden, He made them everyone. All is bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. All is wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them. He gave us eyes to see and heart to hear. All creatures great and small, all things bright and wonderful, the Lord God made them. for mercies countless as the sands, which daily I receive. From Jesus, my Redeemer's hands, my soul, what canst thou give? For mercies countless as the sands. For mercies countless as the sand, which daily I receive. From Jesus, my Redeemer's hand, my soul, my God. Quietly now. What can I bring him for? My best is and die with sin. My all is nothing. Quiet us too. So wretched and so poor. Loud and clear the last verse. I am sorry. No one have I to boast, no one have I to boast. Yet will I glory in thy throne, that I shall be blessed. Thank you, orchestra. God bless you. Right there. Thank you, orchestra. God bless you. Right there we are. Let's close our eyes and sing this song loud and clear. Power must change us in my life. No matter what that they may say. Power must change us in my life, no matter what that they may say. In Jesus' name, power must change us in my. Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Power must change us in my life. No matter what the devil may say. Power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, for the Lord God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, for the Lord God, who made the mountains rain.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
All that God, they are the ones of man.
You are the only God. There is none like you,
all other God,
all other God,
all other God.
We are the works of man.
Oh yes,
you are the only God. There is none like you,
all other God,
all other God,
all other God.
We are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you.
All other gods,
all other
gods,
they are the works of man.
Hallelujah.
You are the only God. There is none like you.
Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker.
Come and do a miracle today. A miracle today.
Story changer.
Story changer. You are the story changer.
Hallelujah.
Come and do a miracle today.
Hallelujah.
Come and do a miracle today.
Great physician.
Great physician.
Hallelujah.
Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. You are a
miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh.
Two hands towards this altar. And let your amen roar like fire and like thunder. Believe God for his mighty touch upon your life here today. Let your amen be louder than anyone around you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory won for us on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for your people that you have brought to this special service. Father, as many hands as are stretched here, let your glory, your favor, your power, your breakthrough fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let his hands become the battle axe of God. Let his hand become the battle axe of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Lay one of the hands on your head. Lay the other one on your chest. And don't say anything for now. Father, anyone here, and you have treasures, the treasures are in the waters. You have treasures. The treasures are in the coven. You have treasures. But the enemy has caged the treasures. For such people now, whatsoever ladder is in the body, soul, and spirit that is allowing the enemy to carry out destiny robbery, as I count seven from here, let those evil ladder be broken. And let such people possess their possession. In the name of Jesus. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Recover your possession from the waters. Recover your possession from the seas. Recover your possession from the forest. Recover your possession from the covens. Recover them. Recover them. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Silence. There are five persons here. There are also some people watching me now. Someone in your family, confess to witchcraft and mention that they were troubling your life. The token of darkness that they put in you that enable them to gain access to you. As I count seven from here, those token will evacuate from your body and they go back to the senders. Silence, beloved. Silence, beloved. Something is about to happen that will change some lives forever. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. You can't hide. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Retain your hand on the head and on the chest. Now you, the spirit of infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. That body is not your habitation. You cancer, you are a liar. You the kidney failure, you are a liar. You lump in the breast, you are a liar. Hear the word of the Lord. Get out of your hiding place.
In the name of Jesus.
Silence.
I'm getting out.
Something is about to happen to a man. As I count seven from here,
this man would
definitely not be able to stand on his feet.
Because an evil personality
that you acquired through sex
will get out of you now.
One. Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Aha. The powers of your father's house that have been stealing from you at the night, I command them to release you now. Be released. In the name of Jesus. You are now going to shout this prayer.
Oh, I keep the guy
louder than anyone around you.
Long walk, you will burn it. Oh, I'm to see.
This is not a negotiating prayer. It's a proclamation, a command, an instruction. A rejection. Can you shout this loud and clear?
What keep the lay long rather?
Venom.
Oro
of serpent and scorpions. Jump out of my body. Please. Anything can happen during those prayers. Just concentrate on your own prayers. The serpent and scorpion, they represent powers of darkness in all their ramifications. Say, venom of serpent and scorpion, jump out of my body now in the name of Jesus. Makapota setende. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Bless us to a dumbfounding degree. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to say now. The next two power must change and service. They're crucial and very important. If you have friends, invite them to come. But when you are coming, because of the cloudiness of evil powers around now, and because of so many people going to the occult just to defraud, to cheat, and to kill others, and because of many strange and mysterious things that many people are experiencing, and because there are plenty of people whose image, picture, is being conjured every night. Someone every time for punishment, for all kinds of things. Because of that, the next two palm of stranger services, they're going to be devoted to power against bewitchment, which is affecting individuals, countries, nations, towns, everything. Business. So when you are coming, please bring a picture of yourself. We need it as a prophetic material for those two meetings. And the Lord has said, as many as will participate, they will certainly have mysterious testimonies. Not only that, that it will open doors unto such people. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
So don't forget that. Come with your picture. If you are here, your children are not here, bring their pictures. So that you can use that picture to stand in the gap for them. Number one, to deliver them from bewitchment, and then to barricade them from bewitchment attacks. Listen carefully to me for just a few minutes now. And again, a very deep matter to which we only have time to scratch the surface. But my deep prayer, so that the Lord will make you understand it better than I can explain. For the next few minutes, listen carefully. I'm speaking on the voice of the blood. The voice of the blood. The voice of the blood. God created many mysterious things. Water is a mysterious creation. Electricity, a mysterious creation. But this one, blood, is highly mysterious. Blood is that mysterious link between body and spirit. And the mystery is very, very difficult to understand. That blood you see is a living liquid. So as far as the Bible is concerned, the blood has both a biological and a mystical quality. It has a natural quality and also a spiritual quality. In medicine, the study of blood is called hematology. They really devote a section to it called the study of the blood, hematology. They in medicine know that blood also have varieties. They group it into five
or
four major ones and eight broad ones.
They
would say it.
A, B, O.
Groups of blood. That is physical hematology. But the mysterious thing is this. Anytime blood is shed, it does not die. In spiritual hematology, that blood can be classified into 10 groups. According to the circumstances of the spillage of that blood. How it was spilled. You have 10 categories. One. You have blood shed during war. They call it war blood. Two. You have suicide. Somebody decides to take his own life. Anyone who does that goes straight from that suicidal spot to hellfire. Because you did not create that life. So you have no right to terminate it. So the destiny of those you are supposed to save, the assignment you are supposed to come and do here, you ran away from that assignment and gave yourself a red card to depart from the field of play. And most times, the reason people commit suicide is a temporary thing that will pass away. Three. That is spiritual assassination. Witches, wizard, occultists, ritualists, they spill blood. Four. That is what we call the silent blood. Five. As a neutral one. Six. That is the shouting one. Seven. That is a righteous blood. The righteous blood. Nobody sheds the righteous blood in vain. Any blood of the righteous that is shed, whoever does it, the punishment is generational. It's almost impossible for them to be free unless they have mercy. Eight is the innocent blood. Nine is accidental blood. And ten is the guilty blood. I have grouped them according to the circumstances of their spillage. This now takes us to two mysterious scriptures. Maybe three. So that you can understand what I'm saying very well. In Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4.
Genesis orikeri.
Verse 10. It's good for you ladies to listen to me carefully now. It's good for you men to listen to very carefully. You may not even understand some of the warfare you're fighting. This may be the reason why. Genesis chapter 4.
Genesis
verse 10. God was speaking. Speaking to Cain. Let's read from verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he told a lie. Say, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And God said, What hast thou done? Do you understand the implication of what you've just done? Is it clear to you that you may never be free from this bondage? God is ha. What have you done? How come? Because the voice of thy brother's blood cry unto me from the ground.
So
that blood is crying. Notice, Abel was dead, but his blood that dropped on the ground did not die. It had a voice, a screaming voice, a shouting voice, a disturbing voice, so much that God had to come and say, this cry, this shouting is too much, I must do something. A shouting, a screaming voice. Any blood that is shed has a voice that cries. Cries. In Revelation chapter 6, 9-10. Revelation chapter 6. 9-10. This is a very serious matter. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Blood again, screaming to God. Then you now understand something. Why some people pray and heaven does not even hear what they are saying? I said, why some people pray and heaven does not even hear? Whereas blood has a hot line to God. It has a direct telephone number of the Almighty. It has a hotline. And the blood that is shed speaks the language of judgment, not mercy. You've read about Abel. We've read about those saints crying out. The blood was not asking for mercy for anybody. It's a language of judgment. And then when you look at it, a man may not be intelligent while he's on earth, but blood is intelligent because he knows who to report to. He knows what to do. Dead men don't go to court, but blood goes to court. Just as you have specialized courts, election tribunal, customary courts, traffic court, there is a specialized court for appealed blood that God will summon people to. There is a blood speaking against you here. Come and answer to what this blood is saying. This is a day for very serious prayers. And it's part of why I'm telling you this is because of what we're going to deal with from next month. In Luke 11, chapter 49, which is the final scripture I'm reading here this morning. Luke 11:49. Listen to this scripture very carefully. Luke 11:49. Therefore also, said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple. So verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Meaning that the blood shed by our forefathers, we may suffer for it now. Meaning that the blood we are shedding now, the offspring will suffer for it. Meaning that there could be modern sufferers of ancient iniquity. It was not their generation that killed the prophets. It was their forefathers who did. Well, because blood must be avenged, they will take part, the children will even take part in suffering. Listen carefully, beloved. Anytime blood hits the earth, it develops a voice immediately, which cries to God. All the blood shed that we're having all over, bombing, killing, armed robbers, kidnappers, they are putting future generation of Nigerians into serious trouble. The ones our forefathers shed while they were worshipping idols, they're still fighting us. The ones some families have done, they're still fighting their children. And now we are hiding more. And it's a very, very terrible situation. That's why I said we need to just scratch this surface and explain things to you a little bit. I'm praying for somebody here. I don't know who you are. The crying blood of your father's house shall not swallow you in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. So you may not take part in any murder. You may not take part in any killing of anybody. But simply because it was done in your lineage, you stand guilty. Simply because it was done in your environment, you stand guilty. Simply because it was done by your forefathers, you stand guilty. Who are those who are guilty of blood? All unbelievers. Guilty of blood. All the men of God who are not telling people the truth, they are guilty of blood. All abortors, any form of abortion, whether you are aborted because you committed fornication and you got pregnant? Or because you find you have too many children and so you decide to kill them off? All aborters are guilty of shedding blood. And the blood of those children will certainly cry against you. And if you don't pacify that blood, you will forever be living in frustration unless you pacify that blood. Because they are crying to God. Because they may be prophets of God. They may be the ones even signed to change our nations. Were they be terminated by a mother who wants to do sex but doesn't want the responsibility? Aborters shed blood. Those who go and take communion, you drink the cup of the Lord unworthily, you are guilty of shedding blood. All those who ate their fellow men, they are guilty of shedding blood. Backsliders, they are guilty of shedding blood. All those who are into witchcraft, they are drinking blood, they are eating people's flesh, they are guilty of shedding blood. And it's a very serious matter. I explained this at the headquarters some time ago. A doctor died at the age of above 60. I can't remember whether he's 60 or 62 now. While he was still practicing medicine actively, anytime school girls come to him for abortion, he say, well, you can pay, or I can do it free. If most of them will say, do it free, sir. So, well, if I must do it free, I must sleep with you first. And practically all the girls agree. He did this. At the age of 60 something or 60, all of a sudden he became sick. He was hearing the cries of babies. He could not concentrate. He could not do anything. He died hearing those cries. And I'm certain he's gone to hellfire. It's a deep secret and you need to know it. The values of human life or blood does not diminish anytime. How you say, well, I've never killed anybody before. I don't think my own offense is that serious. I've not shed any blood. Why should blood be required from me? When you are sleeping with a man or a woman, you are not ready for marriage, and the person is now pregnant, you abort it, the blood will certainly cry. You participated in raping a virgin and you spilled her blood. The blood will cry. They gave you a contract to do a road. You put most of the money in your pocket and you submitted a badly tarred road, and so accidents are happening and people are dying. Unto everyone that died on the road where you embezzled money, the blood will certainly be required. You work in the hospital, you are stealing their drugs and taking it home. Now a patient needs that drug. You have stolen the drugs already. The patient dies. The blood. Certainly. Be required from your hand. They gave you a contract to build the hospital. You did a substandard work. And patients are dying there. So every patient that died in that hospital, the blood will certainly cry. They gave you money to buy ambulance for your hospital. You bought inferior ambulance. And so it could not help people who are about to die. Unto everyone whose death is responsible to the bad ambulance bus you bought, the blood will be required. You are a contractor. You got money, you bought inferior materials, put up substandard house because you want more of the profits. Now the building has collapsed and people died. Unto every soul that perished in that collapsed building, the blood will be required. If you have people who are embezzling money from company, from government, from whatever, warn them, because the blood will be required from their hands. Those who are responsible and allow people to die of hunger, the blood of those who died will cry.
You okay?
I saw a bit of the news. Was it last week or so? Some people inside boats trying to escape from their country to another country. The boat capsized. Children died. Whatever government was responsible, those who are there, who could help the situation, and they did not do it, and allow those people to perish in the sea, their blood will certainly be required. All the blood of those who are dying daily at the Sahara Desert, dying in the sea, will be required. How you say, but it's never happened to him before. I'm an electrician. You knew that you have bought inferior materials, connected inferior thing into a person's house. The house has caught fire and people have died. The blood will be required. You're a mechanic. You're supposed to buy good materials. Brought bad ones. The vehicle had an accident. And the driver died. People died. Then the blood will be required. This is a very serious matter. Let me tell you why there is a problem. The blood will keep crying day and night to God, asking for vengeance. So no, you can't. You have to do something. You are a judge, you are a lawyer. You are ready to let the guilty go free and jail the innocent man. The blood will be required. You are a nurse in the hospital. You are adding sleeping tablet to baby's food so they won't disturb your sleep at night. The blood will certainly cry. Many people who are saying, I've not killed anybody, I didn't do anything, you may be surprised to see a large number of names. Everyone will say you are responsible. Responsible. You're supposed to preach the gospel to somebody. You are too shy to talk. So you kept quiet. And the person died. The blood will be required from you. Who refuses to tell the person the way of life. Today, we need to take action on a very serious matter like this. All of us need to confess our sins to the Lord. We need to bring deep and complete repentance. We need to examine our lives. We need to make atonement for anywhere where heaven could accuse us that we shed blood. And this is a very serious situation. Like I said in those days, if you buy a second car, you better anoint it before you use. Because you can never tell what happened to the former owner. You can even never tell whether it was stolen. Today, there are some 7 prayers to pray on this situation. But before we start the prayers, if you are here and you are not born again, or you are listening to me anywhere, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. And if you are here, you have carried out abortion before, whether you think you were right or wrong, it is because of you I put a prayer at the back of the paper in your hand today. If you look at the paper in your hand today, if you look at the back of it, you will see a prayer item there dealing with the powers of Molech. You've carried that abortion before. You need to pray this prayer for at least 10 days to make an atonement. If you have friends too who have done the same thing, forgive them these prayers. If not, the noise, the shout of that blood continues on their heads. If you are here, you are not born again. If not, surrender your life to Jesus. Please just rise on your feet and find your way quickly to this altar here at the front, or any of the 2 altars at the back, and any church, any gathering you are to, just get up from your seat and walk straight to the front. This is an important day in your life, and don't miss it at all. Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just rise from your seat, find a way quickly to this altar, or any of the 2 altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I praise God for your life. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for these, your children, who have surrendered their lives to Jesus. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right there where you are, Our counselors will discuss with you. They'll give you more directives. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and ask the Lord to forgive us of any sin of the blood that may be working against us. Bow down your heads and talk to the Lord now. Let's rise to our feet, please. Before we go into these 7 atoning prayer points, right there where you are, I'd like you to speak to the Lord yourself by telling God at every blood guiltiness in my ancestral line, let your blood wipe them away. Talk to the Lord quietly now. Blood guiltiness in my ancestral line, blood of Jesus, wipe them away. Amen.
Amen.
You will sing this song 7 times. 7 times. But let your voice be the loudest here as you sing the song. I plead the blood, of Jesus. I plead the blood, of Jesus. I plead the blood, Sing it louder, Jesus. I plead the blood, Sing it number 3 now, I plead the blood. I plead the blood, of Jesus. I plead the blood, Number 4 now, I plead, Number 5 now. The blood of Jesus, I plead. The blood of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood and blood. Shout it loud and clear for the last time now. I plead the blood, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, blood of Jesus. If this month is your birthday, just lay your hand on your head as you pray now. Father, we thank you for those celebrating their birthday this month. I pray, oh Lord, that blessings will never depart from their lives. And as they are celebrating their birthday this month, if Jesus starts in his coming, by this time next year, let them become bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. Bring out your prayer letter now. Bring out your prayer letter and stretch it towards this altar. Father, we commit all these prayer letters unto your holy hands. You are the God that answered by fire. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every point written on this paper become testimonies for us in the name of Jesus. Oh God of Elijah, answer by fire in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. If these seven prayers, pray them very well. And we have a few minutes to pray them. Say, blood of Jesus! Is that the loudest you can shout it? Silence every blood crying against my life. Can you shout that again? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray this very serious prayer. Blood of Jesus, silence every blood crying against my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every crying blood of my father's house be silenced in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that word too. Jesus' name we pray. Every avenger of blood of my father's house, of my mother's house, go away in the name of Jesus. The avenger of blood of my father's house, of my mother's house, go away. Makatendaya boshon torabasa. In Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus. Speak better things into my life. In the name of Jesus. Speak better things into my life. Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Let the laminating power of the blood of Jesus come upon you now in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Now with a voice of anger and fire. Say any power. Let your voice be louder than that. Assigned to use me as a sacrifice. In the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to use me as a sacrifice. Die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have ever been involved in any form of abortion, or you are a man, you are responsible for abortions, take that pamphlet home. Pray the prayer at the back for the next 10 days. Share it with your friends who need such prayers. And power against bewitchment will start next palm of seniors. You must come with your picture. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The eyes that neither slumbers nor sleep shall be your rock and your shield. This month it shall be well with you. The God of mysterious wonders shall surprise you. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.